Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor. And we are so excited today because of a meeting that had taken place with my business partner, Tom Katowski, when he went to an event in which he met this person. And I'm not going to tell you a whole lot about that at the moment. Right now, I would just like to tell you that the Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show is brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which is our full-size national newspaper that began in 1989. And what the newspaper is about wonderful people like Claudio, who we're going to be interviewing in a moment. People who, it's not just about health, it is about overall, overall intention in your life and having happen what it is that you really desire, that you know is your passion. So Mind, Your Body, and Spirit is meant to enliven people with that information so that they can proceed with their life in a way they know that they can manifest that which is closest to their heart. And when Tom had mentioned Claudio to me, that Tom is my business partner, of course, I immediately went in and read all of his information. And I'm just going to share a little bit with you before we bring Claudio in. And one thing we have in common, he and I, is that we are both Italian, and my families are from central Italy. And when I saw that he is Italian, now I'm not sure if he's 100%, we'll find out here in a moment or not. But it's an honor to be interviewing Claudio Pistolvisi. And Claudio, when I bring you in, if you need to correct me on that pronunciation, please do. I'm just going to share a few little items before we bring him in. Actually, Claudio also has what's called Claudio Pistolvisi Enterprise, and his biography starting around 1983, I will share a little bit with you, it begins then and goes on through the years. However, the one thing I want to mention is when I saw his picture when he was a little boy with a tennis racket in his hand, I knew by just that look in his eye that he was going to do very well and manifest the things that he was desiring in the world of tennis. So in 1983, the Italian champion under 16, 1984, the Italian champion under 18 years of age, 1985, the world champion ITF junior, 1986, nominated for the Italian Davis Cup team for the first time. That's nominated every year until 1991. 1987, best ATP ranking number 71, winning the ATP Grand Prix in Bari, defeating Aaron Krikstein in the final. A few more here. 1988, reached the quarterfinals at the Monte Carlo Master Series, defeating Mats Wilander, number one ATP world champion that year. 1989, best result in Grand Slams, reaching the third round at Roland Garros. 1990, wins the Italian Championship in Salerno. 1989 to 1993, around ATP 100, winning four challengers event at defeating, I'm getting clicks and I hope you're not hearing that, but challengers event and defeating a number of players in the top 10 or 20. And I'm going to stop right there because we go into the part where he's a tennis coach and the things he has done with that. And, several other things. So we're going to go ahead and bring Claudio in. Claudio, are you there? Let's see if we have him on here. Okay, let me see here. Hello, Claudio. Okay, I am not hearing him. I'm not sure if we have a little glitch here or what. Claudio, are you there? Okay, I really think that we do have a problem, a tech problem. Bear with me for one moment here, and I'll see if we can still do this. I apologize, listeners, trying to see what it is that is the problem. Okay. And as I was mentioning, our interview is to be with Claudio Pestolesi, and that's Pistolesi. And he has a lot to offer in regards to making it in the tennis world. I'm just having a problem with connecting with him. Let me see if I can do something here. Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, what I do see is that our guest had not called in yet, and that's what the issue is. So I am going to do my best here for the next moment, and if he doesn't get on, and then we will just reschedule this. Okay, listeners, so thanks for your patience. We're looking forward to doing this interview because Claudio, again, has so much to offer those who are interested in making it in the world of tennis. And I shared with you a few things that have happened to him and taken place with him since he was that little boy with a tennis racket. And I just got a message that he's calling in now. So let's just bear with this for one more second here. And I am looking at the messages that are coming into me saying that he's calling in. And again, you're listening to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show produced by the national full-size newspaper since 1989 called the Healthy Referral Newspaper, of which my business partner and I were blessed to be given the mission to start the newspaper and the radio show and the expos back in 1989. And I still see that it looks like he's calling in, and we are just going to keep moving with this and see how it works out. And again, Claudio, I'm really looking forward to asking him one key question here that I'm looking forward to. Claudio, are you there?
Yes, yes, I'm here. Hello. Hello to everybody.
Hello.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes, pretty good.
Okay, Claudio. Well, I had given a little bit of an introduction to you before Tom went ahead and reached you, so I can repeat a little bit of that. I actually shared with the listeners a little bit about your biography, and I wanted to say to you, and I also said this to the listeners already, when Tom originally told me about you, and I went to your site and read all of it, and the one thing that jumped out at me, Claudio, was this little boy, this picture of a little boy with a tennis racket in his hand. And when I look at that picture, that says it all. Because your intention was already always there. And I'm a person that tells people when you are on purpose, when you feel in your heart that you have a mission, then stay with it. In fact, what I would love to start out with is, can you share what is the one, I know there's probably more than one key mental image that you had that kept your spirits up as you moved through all these years?
Yeah, my key for coaching, you mean, for my job. I think the key is to care. I think it's very important to understand with yourself what is the reason why you choose this job. It's a supporting job, like be a doctor, for example. You are you have inside you this vocation to help the others, and that's what makes you happy. The rewarding is not the financial part. The rewarding is not the prestige. The rewarding is simply that you see people that they get better because of you. And the tennis is the tool that I have to go this. This is the main mission that I feel I have it in my hands, and I feel I'm a teacher. I think the world is run by the teachers. You know, I've been living many years in Japan, and for example, in Japan, the only category they don't have mandatory to bow in front of the emperor is the teachers, because the teachers are, you know, created the foundation for the future with the next generations, and doesn't matter which topic you are teaching. Through the tennis is a tool. It's nice to have a high-level player playing the top tournaments in the slams. I had that. I support also one player that won a slam, but it's not as much as rewarding to see people that is growing. It's growing more, boys and girls becoming men and women through the education. You know, that's why there is a schools, there is a teachers. Like 700 years before Christ, the Greek philosophers, they already talk about that, you know, Socrates. And Plato,
yes.
and Aristotle. So the teaching is for me the reason of my life, and I'm blessed because I made out of this my job.
Well, this is what is so wonderful in life. Whenever we can be putting our time into something that we love and is our passion, because really, Claudio, and I know you agree, that is the reason that we are here, you know, is to express that which is coming through us and that we feel that we really, really, really need to do. So
yeah.
I congratulate you. And I'm interested also, I think Tom might have told you or I shared in my communication, both of my families are from Central Italy. And
yeah.
I have been there a number of times, and plan to actually go again very soon. I was going to go in September, but here we are in September already, so I think I'm going to make it for March up in northern Italy. So can you tell us, I'm interested in knowing, you know, where are some of your family from originally?
Yeah, I'm born in Rome, raised in Rome. I'm 100% Roman, and in the capital. I'm walking distance from Vatican City. My parents still there, and
wonderful.
Yeah, for Roman it's very unusual to travel. Very unusual Roman, because Romans normally they never leave Rome. And all I did in my life since I was a junior, I traveled. I traveled 35 years as a junior tennis player, professional tennis player, 10 years, and 20 years as a coaching in the tour, in the pro tour, which is all around the world. There is no sport as much traveling as tennis. So I consider this the treasure of my life. Traveling is the university of life. You know, you learn a lot. I had a chance to learn 5 languages, which sounds very cool, but it's not difficult. If you travel all the time, you are forced to do that just to survive and live in many families, you know. Yeah. I've been living in Japan, in Germany, in Argentina, in many countries, and nothing makes you more rich than traveling, I think, I feel. And now my life brought me in Florida. Yeah, I live in Florida, and that's I found my place. I settled and I'm married, and I bring with me my treasure. I try to, all I can do now is try to pass my experience the best way I can to my students.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, the Florida area, are you on the west coast of Florida or east coast of Florida?
I'm Jacksonville, east coast, northeast.
Oh, okay. I see. And so to go back to the Italian roots.
Yeah.
So you sound like you have a strong sense that the Italian culture played a major role in your life with tennis and the whole perspective.
Yeah. Yes, my Italian roots are very important because Italy, you know, as some other country has good sides and bad sides, but the good sides are really good with the culture. I believe in culture, and you know, in many ways, if you talk about art or history of art or history, Italy is in many ways, especially Rome, is the center of the history of the world, and
yes.
that's what makes you really proud to be Italian and to see Italy in a way that was not Italy yet. Italy is a very young country. Its Independence Day was 1871, so it's only 160 years old, and we have the Renaissance. You know, we had the period of time where in Tuscany and Rome, the greatest artists of humanity, they've been the same time in the same place. You know, Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, Raffaello, Caravaggio. You know, and this makes me very proud to be Italian. You know, the culture and the Latin language. You know, at my time when I was a kid, it is mandatory to learn language Latin. So there are many words that come, even in English, coming from Latin roots. And this helped me a lot to my job. For example, when one of my speeches, the opposite of boring is not funny. The opposite of boring is interesting. And interesting comes from interesse in Italian, which means esse inter in Latin, which means to be inside. So when you are inside something, it's easier to do it. It's not boring. Because that's what you want to create as a coach in the tennis school. You want to make the training interesting, not funny. So, but this you can explain better if you know the vocabulary. I'm a big fan of the words, even in English. You know, so you have to select very well every word is on the way from your mouth to the ear of the students. You have to make sure there's the same meaning that you mean arriving to the ear of the students, and they don't change on the way.
I am chuckling, Claudio, because I'm relating to what you're saying. I grew up with Latin in the church and in the school. And of course, my parents spoke Italian, but they didn't necessarily speak it, you know, to us as the first language. So I have five sisters and a brother. And we have all had to work a little bit hard to learn the language, because, you know, we could have learned it so easily when we were little, and so now that we've gotten older, we're still working on it.
For Italian, please
go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, in Italy, they speak Italian only in Italy. So when you travel, you're forced to learn language. English is most of the world speaking, so you have less motivation and need. That's I think understandable.
Absolutely. That's why, as you already know and you said, one of the best things to do is to actually be in the country and spend, you know, 3-4 months. Right in the midst of everybody, so that you have to learn it either way. We also wanted to ask you, when someone is interested in entering the world of tennis, what would be your advice?
Okay, first advice, to be aware the element of time is the key. If you're willing to wait enough time to learn that you are the boss with the ball and she's not the boss with you, means that you can direct the ball where you want and you are not late on the ball. If you can wait this time, which could be depending on the player, but normally if you start from scratch, it takes at least 1 year or two, then you have a chance to have a big treasure and to be a tennis player. You know, you can be proud to be a tennis player. Tennis is very difficult sport. You have to be aware of that. I wish to have a time machine and go back to see in England when they invented the rules of tennis. If you see the counting of the points, you know, is no time limit and there is no tie. So as I'm from Rome, as I said, it's very similar to the gladiator in Colosseum rules. It's not as cruel because the rules in the Colosseum was that the gladiator, one of the two, has to leave the Colosseum dead, and no matter how long it takes. So, of course, this is only sport. It's not that cruel, but the concept is the same. One of the two is a loser, and it doesn't matter how long it takes. One is winning, one is losing. So it's really a responsibility that you are alone also. You cannot rely on teammates. It's an individual sport. So it's very tough mentally. It's a very tough sport, but nothing rewards you, in my opinion, in sports. Also, this is very difficult to match the reward of tennis when you have a match point and you complete a winning match, regardless the level, regardless the importance of the tournament, regardless the price. It's incredible how it moves you internally. The gut feeling is there. Tennis, it brings out your emotions. You know, there are 10 emotions, good and bad. There is a fear, there is a guilty feeling, there is the joy, there is the sadness, and you are in touch with, there is anger. You are in touch during a tennis match with more or less all the emotions. And part of the job and the mental training is to try to teach the student to manage his emotion and utilize the emotions the best way you can. It's the invisible game. It's not only how you hit the ball. It's what's happening inside you. It moves you a lot. And this is related to what the opponent feels with these emotions. So it's a contrast of emotions. So if you see through the tennis, it's an incredible world that you can discover. And that's great to know, because if you're patient and you start to be competitive to play any kind of competition, competition, by the way, is another word from Latin, compete. It means to seek together. You know, that if I play against you and we try to beat each other, we help each other get better. So we stick together. It's another fantastic word, competition, for me. And then if you can compete in tennis, it's difficult to match the beauty of rewarding that you can have from tennis, in my opinion. So it's tough, but it's big rewarding. That's my advice, to make sure everybody knows if they want to approach the game of tennis.
Bam, did you have a lot of support from the beginning?
Well, yes. I mean, the best support was the luck to my parents moved to in Rome in a 100 yards from a tennis club with 10-22 courts. I'm born in 1967, and in the 70s, Italy was a superpower in tennis. We had our hero Adriano Panatta that won the French Open, and Italy won the Davis Cup. At that time, was really big and important. And even played final against United States, San Francisco 79. Was, you know, all the kids, including me, were so big passion and into tennis. So this is simply luck. So that's the best support I have to be into tennis, fall in love with tennis, and have the possibility, as the distance from my house was no distance, to play tennis every day. And I play with the wall. You know, wall is a great tool.
Right.
It's very cheapest tool, and never miss. The ball always come back, and you can use your creativity to, I was imitating Jimmy Connors, Bjorn Borg. So the creativity is very important when I was a kid. So the support, and then of course my father was playing, was a basketball player, but at 30 years old, he moved to tennis. I was watching him. So was the example very important from him. And then I had the good coaches. So, yes, I had good support and very good luck for this purpose.
I liked your comment a second ago when you said, you know, the wall is the best to play with. Yeah, that was a good one. And before you came on, I was sharing a little bit of what is on your site, the biography, and you know, I found it fascinating. You know, 1983, the Italian champion under 16, 1984, Italian champion under 18, 1985, world champion ITF junior, 1986, nominated for the Italian Davis Cup team for the first time, nominated every year until 1991. 1987, best ATP ranking, number 71, winning the ATP Grand Prix in Bari, defeating Aaron at or Kirkstein, actually. And this goes on and on and on Claudio's website. In fact, listeners, I would like to go ahead and make sure that you have the website so that you can go ahead and go to this on your own. And if you want to reach Claudio, you are able to go ahead and do that. And I'm actually just scrolling down to see, I know we put the website, I didn't want to have to ask you for, here we go. Listeners, the website for Claudio is www.claudio, of course that's C-L-A-U-D-I-O, the last name, P as in Paul, I-S as in Sam, T-O-L-E-S as in Sam, I, enterprise.com. And Claudio, can you, I think I'm pronouncing your last name correctly, but can you pronounce it for me?
Yeah, Claudio. Claudio, when I'm, you know, for example, when I go to Starbucks, they ask your name, and sometimes they have a hard time to pronounce Claudio, C-L-A-U-D-I-O. So I say, I turn my name in Cloud, so it's easier. You pronounce the same way,
right,
as Cloud.
Claudio,
so say, yeah.
Your last name.
Pistolesi, P-I-S-T-O-L-E-S-I.
Pistolesi,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the good Italian pronunciation, yes.
Yeah.
So is your website that I just gave the best way for a person to communicate with you if they would like to do that?
Yes, that's my company. I founded in 2015, ClaudioPistolesiEnterprise.com, and you have a contact form. If you want to write to me, there is an inquiry. Somebody likes to have more information. There is a email address to write, and that's the first step. Then when I know I like to know personally with interest on our company, and of course for tennis purposes, and then to see what we can do and trying to support and work together.
So Claudio, what had you actually start what you're calling Claudio Pistolesi Enterprise? So what all does that cover?
Okay, the name Enterprise came out in my mind because there are many academies. You know, there are so many academies. Academy is the most inflationated name in tennis, and I didn't want to call my company Academy. Enterprise, I came to my mind because I was a captain of Italy in Hopman Cup, which is not there anymore, unfortunately, in Australia. It's a great competition that you play at the beginning of the year. And I was captain of Italy for 2 years and run by Paul McNamee, which is a former champion, that his company was called Paul McNamee Enterprise. Maybe still called like that. That was happening 25 years ago. And I remember while watching the commercial, you know, the sign of Paul McNamee Enterprise, I said to myself, well, maybe Claudio Pistolesi Enterprise one day can also sound good. So I always kept this in my mind that when it came in the time, after 20 years, I realized that it was the good time to make it happen for real. And I just copied. I told Paul that I just stole the idea from him, and he forgave me already, so I can go on and call it Claudio Pistolesi Enterprise. Because enterprise is some, give me energy, you know, it's something that you take initiative. Normally enterprise, you can think of something financial interest. For me, the sport culture is what I want to produce. I want to deliver. I think in the world it's very important to have is sport culture, you know, the values and the good interpretation of winning or losing, you know, the right interpretation of the word success, you know, there is success is to do your best, is not to go in the newspaper or to make money or, you know, so stay away from shortcuts. You know, you want to earn everything, and that's the real success. And so that's what I'm trying. You know, the meaning of I have in this world that I wanna do it. I'm 52 now, so until I have the energy, I will do that as my job. And I'm very happy. In our school in Jacksonville, now my CP is partner of JTCC. You know, I think it's one of the best tennis school in America. The headquarters in Maryland, JTCC stays for Junior Tennis Champion Center, where is Francis Tiafoe, grow and Dennis Kudla, and there's a fantastic new girl, Robbie Montgomery, is going to be a superstar in my opinion. And 5 years ago, JTCC opened the Florida location, and Brian Gottfried, who is another legend of the game, which is my mentor. He was my coach when I was a player. He's my best man at my wedding. He was the director. And last year he moved to Sarasota, and he asked me to take his place as director of JTCC Florida location, which I merged with my CPE, Cloud Business Enterprise.
Uh-huh.
So it's a lot going on in North Florida. It was not much here around before, and now we are building a permanent high-level training center in combination with Maryland. It's called College Park, where there's a headquarter. And in Florida, we have the privilege to have the structure of a bold school. It's one of the most prestigious high school in Florida, and we have all the facilities possible, and we run the tennis. We manage tennis year for the school and for external players in combination with JTCC College Park in Washington and in Maryland. So it's emerging a lot of energy for tennis and making a permanent high-level tennis center in North Florida. And I'm directing that. I'm incredibly proud. I feel blessed to do that, and I can only do my best every day to deliver from the kids 5 years old all the way to professional tennis player. That's what I do now, and
wonderful.
It's happening. And I have a wonderful coaching team, and coaching team is a key, and that's what I do. And everybody's welcome to take a look if the one who wants for us. And I really thank you to give me the chance to talk about us and in your program.
Absolutely, Claudio. I love to hear someone who is passionate about what they're doing and helping them. And Tom, of course, is the same way, to help people express themselves, because you never know who's going to be listening and who you would be helping that you aren't even aware of. And I wanted to comment the word enterprise. I agree. It's a very good energy word. And I think that that was a wise choice that you chose that word. You're very welcome. And listeners, we're going to come to a close here in a moment. So again, please take Claudio's website down, and I'm going to spell it out for you. Claudio, which is Claudio, last name, P as in Paul, IS as in Sam, T as in Tom, OLES as in Sam, IENTERPRISE, which of course spells out enterprise.com. And again, there's a form on there that you can communicate with Claudio, and please, when and if you do, mention that you heard him on Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. I know Tom and I would deeply appreciate that. And Claudio, I make my way, well, I've been traveling a lot from Hawaii and Florida and so forth, but one of my favorite spots in Florida is the Sarasota, St. Armand's, Lido Key area.
Nice.
That's a beautiful area. I gravitate to that area of Florida. And I know that we're looking at getting a rental initially. I would like to have it be right in the St. Armand's, Lido area, actually. But I want to congratulate you on everything that you've been doing, and keep shining, as they say. And I look forward to meeting you in person sometime. And I'd love to talk a little bit more off air another time about Italy. There's some places that I'm going to be visiting there, and I'm just curious if you have heard anything about them. So we can talk another time. But Claudio, I want to thank you now for this time.
Let me thank you for having me. And anytime, it would be a pleasure to be in touch and to talk more and meet you in person. And thank you to Tom to create the contact. And I'm very happy. And thank you again. And all the best
and
to all the listeners.
Blessings to you and your families and everything. And we'll talk very soon. Have an awesome day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. All the best. Thank you very much.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. Ciao. Ciao.
Bye-bye.